is a big weekend for the new music director of the Thousand Oaks-based New West Symphony. It's because of the music you're hearing in the background right now. Michael Christie conducted the world premiere of the acclaimed opera The Revolution of Steve Jobs, which looked at the life of the technology icon. This weekend, it's up for 4 Grammy Awards. Christie says, as you might imagine, being nominated for 4 Grammys, including Best Opera Recording, is thrilling.
It's extremely exciting because I know, especially when capturing live performance, so many people did such great work, and to have various components of that project recognized for that work is just exhilarating for everybody.
Christie talks about The Revolution of Steve Jobs, which was premiered by the Santa Fe Opera.
It's an opera that asks how the person who enabled such profound advances in communication struggled so hard in his own personal life with how he communicated with other people.
Christie has been a conductor for more than 2 decades, including stints as music director of the Phoenix Symphony and Brooklyn Philharmonic and chief conductor of the Queensland Orchestra in Australia. But he's also been heavily involved in opera. With Minnesota Opera, he's led 24 productions over 8 years. Christie loves that he's been able to mix conducting music for operas and conducting music for orchestras.
We are in a business that is very prone to pigeonholing because I think I do have a theatrical bent to my life, starting from high school, doing community musical theater, and then being a trumpet player, being well grounded in the symphonic repertory. I've always seen a place for both of them to intermingle and have their own thing going on.
So his latest project is as music director of the New West Symphony, which performs in Thousand Oaks, Oxnard, and sometimes the San Fernando Valley. He sees it as an opportunity to bring audiences a mix of favorites and new music in unique ways.
Probably about 10% of the job is actually on the stage performing, and the other 90% is advocacy within the community, within the organization, helping the board and the staff to come up with a vision of the organization, doing auditions. A lot of people don't love that part. I actually think that that's the most thrilling aspect because you can really set a vision out and then be responsible for executing that vision and not just standing on the podium expecting everybody to get it by osmosis.
Christie says one of the things he wants to try is creating programming for intermissions at concerts.
That's just kind of dead time that has been underutilized. At the beginning of the intermission at our future performances, we're going to take 10 minutes and do a little Q&A interview with the guest artist who in many cases will have just performed, or an orchestra member if there isn't a soloist, etc., to give that audience just a chance to decompress with those artists and to really get to know them a little bit more personally.
One of the issues facing symphonies is audiences often demanding to hear favorites or classics, making it harder to expose people to new works. Christie wants to try a novel new approach.
Probably the most interesting thing we're going to start is something we're going to call the entr'acte. And in the last moments of the intermission, members of the orchestra, either as an ensemble or a full orchestra, whatever, lots of different formats, and we're actually going to play a new or newish piece of a duration between, say, 8 and 15 minutes. In the audience, they can stay outside and enjoy their drink, or they can come back about a 10-minute break after the Intermission Insights interview. We'll all take a 10-minute pause, then bring back this new work.
Christie thinks this approach will give audiences an exciting new option.
You will have the opportunity, if you wish, to connect directly with the artists that are performing in more verbal context, and you will always be able to hear a new or newish work.
Christie will conduct the New West Symphony April 6th in Thousand Oaks and April 7th in Oxnard with a program called Indescribable Beauty. But just in time for Valentine's Day, the symphony has 2 concerts this weekend. They are called the Romantics because of the music being featured. There's a 7:30 Saturday night concert at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza and a 3 p.m. concert on Sunday at the Oxnard Performing Arts Center. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.